Monday, September 10, 2018, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting, 3:02 p.m.
Okay, we're, here we are, 3:02.
Let's call the County Board of Commissioners to order. We'll stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is reviewed for all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin is absent. Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to excuse Kevin from today's meeting.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by myself, a second by Bill. Will you call roll, please?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin? Sorry. Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, the consent agenda items A, B, and C. We got the approval of the previous minutes, which is August 27th. The approval of the payroll claims, and if there was any accounts payable. I went through everything. Everything's in order. So, with that said, I need a motion for the consent agenda items. Oh, did I miss that already? Hey, didn't I? I'll go back to it here. Okay, we got a motion.
Sorry.
We got a motion by Tony and a second by Bill on the consent agenda items. Call roll, please, Joan.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Tony? Yes. Okay, I'm going to move back to one. I kind of bypassed that here. The public comments, which we normally start off with here recently. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any items that is not on the agenda. The Chair has the discretion to limit the time of the comments. So at this time, I'm going to open it up to the public. Is anybody with the public comment? No? Okay. We'll move on to new business. It is past 3:02. We're going to have a public hearing for the purpose of hearing support, opposition, criticism, suggestions, or opposition for the taxpayers relating to the 2018-19 proposed county budget. So at this time, I will open up the public hearing, and I will ask for anyone with support with the county budget. None. Is there any opposition? Okay, is there any criticism? Okay. Suggestions, I guess? Anybody have suggestions, or is that even an option for me to even ask for suggestions? Okay. No one has any comment with that. I am going to close the public hearing. And I am going to move on to B, the board to approve an increase in the base restricted funds by additional 1%, which is $54,458.98 for a total increase in restricted funds in the amount of $190,606.42.
I would move to increase the base restricted fund by an additional 1%.
Okay, we got a motion on to increase to 1% from Bill, and we have a second.
Second.
By Tony. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, the next one is the board to approve or disapprove resolutions 18C-021. That is actually the county budget, the 18-19 county budget.
My motion would be to approve the resolution 18C-021 for the adoption and appropriation of the proposed 18-19 county budget.
Well done. Thank you. Got a motion by Bill. Second by Tony on resolution 18C-021 to approve. Call roll, please, Joan.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Marty? Yes.
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, it is 3:06, so we are going to move on to D, which is called for 3:05, a public hearing for the purpose of hearing support, opposition, criticism, suggestions, the taxpayers relating to settle in the final tax request at a different amount than the prior year tax request. Okay, so at this time the public hearing is open. Is there anybody that has any type of support? Any opposition? Any criticism? Okay. If none, I'm going to move on. I'm going to close the public hearing. 307. And we are going to move on to E. The board to approve or disapprove resolution 18C-022 setting the county property tax request at 6936-56477.
So moved to approve the resolution 18C-022 setting the county property tax request at $6,936,564.77.
Okay.
I'll second that.
We got a motion from Tony and a second by Marty on resolution 18C-022 for the $6,936,564.77. Call roll, please, Joan.
Tony?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, so we're not quite at, we're at 308. Can I move on to H? Okay, I'm going to move on to H on the agenda, and this is the board to approve or disapprove an agreement with the Certified Testing Services, Inc. regarding 7 soil test boring to evaluate soil conditions for M Avenue paving project area. It's all in our packet. It was sent to myself. Joan forwarded it to me. It looks like it is a 20-some-hundred-dollar bill, right? If I remember right, Joan, $2,400?
I think it's $2,800.
$2,800?
Or was it?
Yeah, I thought it was $2,400.
$2,400.
Yeah.
Okay.
How come this wasn't part of the engineering?
My guess would be because it's an independent contractor that does it, not part of them. And
wouldn't that be part of his evaluation of the paving project?
And that's requested by them, right? By the engineers.
So what's the board's pleasure here? I guess we're...
To continue with Pride, we need to have that. Otherwise, they probably don't get the grants.
It'll just go dead, basically. I mean, it's going to go dormant if you don't... I mean, this is the next step, correct? I mean, obviously, they need these soil samples. Is that...
If they don't have the soil samples, that they're done.
I don't know. Fred, you tell us. Do you know?
They're just probably finding out the subsoil, so when they make up the specs, so they know what kind of concrete, if there should be rebar or anything like that, is what I'm...
Then they check. I would imagine.
I mean, the permanent structure of paved roads is going to be permanent, so you want to see what you're building on.
They check compaction, at least in the construction field. When they do that, they check the compaction of the ground, things of that nature, to see if they need to do any repacking or anything.
Basically, what they say, they need to get into the design process to see what the cuts and fills will be before, obviously, the requesting of the proposal. So it's just a step process. So I'm going to make a motion to approve the agreement with the Certified Testing Services for the soil samples out on M Avenue. That's my motion.
I'd second it.
Okay, a second by, got a motion by myself and a second by Marty. Will you call roll, please, Joan, on H on the agenda?
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
No.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, we are now at 311. We're going to move back to F, which is another public hearing at 310. The public hearing is the purpose of hearing support, opposition, criticism, suggestions, or opposition for the residents regarding the amendment of the planning of the zoning regulations to reduce the size of the minimum lot requirements of 5 acres. They want to go down to 2.5. Yep, 2.5. So the public hearing is now open. So with that said, is there anybody with support on this issue? Anybody with any opposition? any criticism. Okay? With that said, I will close the public hearing, 312, and we will move on to G, the board to approve or disapprove resolution 18C-023 regarding the purpose change in planning and zoning to reduce the size to the minimum lot requirements of 5 acres and amending all affected regulations. So,
I'd make a motion to do that.
You'll make a motion? Okay. We got a motion by Marty on resolution 18C-023, and we have a second by Tony. Will you call roll, please, Tony?
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin. Marty?
Yep.
Marty. Kevin. Marty. Okay, we're going to move on to 4, which is miscellaneous. Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent with the road report. Fred, welcome.
August 26th through September 8th, 239 total road maintenance hours, overtime 11 and a half, debris removal 18,
whatever.
Project 16 hours on Blyberg, mowing 20 hours, gravel haul 1,900 ton, weed spraying 9, signs and barricades 10. Road concerns, grading, Frank O'Neill Road, Ireton Avenue, gravel, Frank O'Neill Road, Saddle Lane, and Q Avenue.
Okay, any questions for Fred on anything here?
Any update on the bridge project?
Which one?
The one that we had washed out?
No, I have not. I've talked to the contractor. I haven't been out there. He's supposed to start September 1st, but I have not even been out there to see if he started. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The other bridge that we had that was lowered to 3-ton that was on T Avenue, they made repairs to that bridge costing right around $11,000, I think. Dakota County, we share it with Dixon County on the county line. But anyway, it's back open to a 40-ton bridge again.
Mm-hmm.
So that one did get repaired.
Okay.
It still has issues. But
And then the only other question I have, I've been doing some work down at Omaha Valley Cemetery. That little back road back there was an accident, and the one guardrail was kind of knocked off the side of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's cones and stuff there. Is the plan to put that rail back up, or
there's actually plans for culverts to go in there and the bridge out?
Yeah.
And the same
okay.
thing with the bridge.
The one just to the south, closer to
yes.
the road. Yeah, that'd be great.
You've got culverts and everything going.
Correct.
Oh, cool.
We're
yeah.
just a little bit.
No, I know that rail.
Oh, yeah. No, that'd be a great fix
but
for
that's,
those.
But that's what we yeah. got planned for them too. There to mm-hmm. make a decent road out of that cemetery.
Yeah, nice.
Thanks,
Fred. Thanks, Fred. Okay, we're going to move on to B, Sheriff Kleinberg, jail report. Sheriff, welcome.
Good afternoon. So, August.
How come I don't have anything?
We don't have a jail report.
Do you have a jail report?
Yeah, right here in my hand. I was going to read it to you.
Okay, let's go with it.
Along with me? Want me to go make copies?
No, let's just go with it. We'll make
You're
notes.
Fine.
So, August County inmates, we had an average about 91, federal 27, 0 juveniles, and 118 average in-house. 18 calendar, average 90 inmates, federal inmates, averaged 18, 0.08 juveniles, 180 total in-house. Fiscal average, 17 to 18, fiscal average of 89 county, 26 federal, 0.03 juveniles, and 115 in-house. Federal income for August, $42,422. August ICE was $16,380. BIA, $130 in August. Federal averaged about $60,000, so it's $58,933. So fiscal year so far for the Marshals is $85,804. ICE is $30,021 and $455 for BIA. And fiscal federal is $116,281. 2018 calendar federal is $316,278. August county contracts is $5,125. And fiscal county contracts, $11,120. So our average per day went up to $6,281. I need to find out why that is. I'm sure that's medical again. And I don't have the, we spent 231 grand for the month of August in the jail, and I don't have the rest of those numbers, just due to the fact that our budget's not.
Payrolls in August.
Yeah.
That could be a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little extra, so that could have drove that inmate cost up. And I know I'm having meetings with our medical provider, and I did find another medical provider that does about the same thing. I was up in Minnesota picking up an inmate here 2 weeks ago, and they use somebody different. It's a national corrections, and they sound a little more logical than what we're going with right now, so I'm checking into that. I was gone last week, so I didn't get a chance to make all those phone calls. August bookings, Sheriff's Office had 44, PD had 45, the State Patrol had 2, courts itself was 16, feds, we booked 41 in for the feds, and other 14, a total of 162. And that's pretty much it. I can make copies and give it to you. You don't seem like you're really interested in copies or in the jail report.
Well, I think
has there been a lot of running back and forth with the additional federal inmates or not?
We do quite a bit. Randy and Johnson has been doing a lot of the ICE stuff down to Omaha, so they kind of got that down to a Tuesday. They usually try to do all the ICE moving on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Last week, in some of our meetings, I found out they're going to loosen up the longer-term holds for immigration. Like I said before, it's very hard to get your jail to pass all the criteria. And in that meeting last night, that's something that all the sheriffs brought up with immigration, was loosening up that a little bit, some more jails, because they're out of space. They don't have any jail space. Because longer than the 7 days, there's a whole lot of things that go involved with that. We don't got the money to do that.
Yeah.
So if they do loosen that up, that'll mean that some of these guys can stay here longer term. It's going to fill our jail up, but it's filling our jail up with paying people rather than, other than that, the our van got a lot of miles on it. I got to find another van. When you get 12, 13 guys in your van, you're driving to Grand Hall County or up in Minnesota, man, you don't want that thing breaking down on you.
How many miles you got?
Oh, it's running about 140,000 miles. You know, it sits there a lot, Tony. We don't drive that in town. We use that strictly we don't drive it around town. We drive our trucks or we use it for these bigger transports. But I know I told the guys to look for something because I'm going to have to come to you guys. We're going to have to do something for about that van sooner or later. I want a diesel.
Uh-oh. You want power, don't you?
Mileage,
maintenance.
Yeah. 27 is a good number, though. That's 600,000 a year.
Yeah.
Huge.
Money. Mother of goodness.
Yeah, for the feds.
Yeah.
Feds and ICE. You know, those ICE are only here for a couple of days, but there's so many of them.
Yeah.
And we're making money on all the transports we're doing because I put that requirement to a 500-mile radius. So, matter of fact, Randy got called today and they wanted him to go down to Furnace County, which is down below York, and pick one up and bring him back. Well, they pay us for all that.
Good. Okay, anything else for Chris? We're good?
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to a miscellaneous C board to review and certify each of the officers in order. Notarized inventory statement of all county personal property, and the possession of the office as valid, and file them with the clerk's office. So, the list is here. I don't know if everybody wants to look at it. Got to go through it.
I sent a list in your packets also of every department's total.
Do we need to take action on this, Joan?
Yes, you do.
Okay. So everybody had it in their packet, looked at it. I don't know if anybody has any questions or concerns.
I have gone through each one, and they all balance.
I'll make a motion to accept the review and the certify of each notarized inventory statement of all the county personal property in possession of each office with Joan's office, the clerk's office. So that's my motion. I got a second.
Second.
Okay, we get a second by Wild Bill. Will you call roll, please? Can I say that? Am I in trouble? Am I being a paper? Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, next is we got Jolene here. It says Bob Giese. We're going to go with Jolene Heineman today.
Yes.
The treasurer to verify the report on the distress warrants to the county board and make an itemized report covering the amount uncollected.
Yep. We had 93 distress warrants, total of $20,212.56. Collected everything but $1,415.61. Three of them were stricken because either they're vacant or the mobile home had gotten moved and,
okay,
and sold three, and that was it.
Pretty simple.
Pretty simple.
Yep.
Okay.
Any questions for Jolene before she steps away from the podium? Anyone? Okay, thank you, Jolene. Appreciate it. Okay, we needed to take action on this, Joan, correct? Is it informational only, or...
You don't have to sign the report. It is verified to what the Randy Walsh gave us.
Right, last time around.
Just a report.
Okay. All right, no action required on that there. Okay. We're going to move to number five, the Commissioner Committee Reports. Anybody with any reports?
We had a safety meeting today, just before this meeting. Went through a few things, made a few decisions on what was the smoking designated area. Figured out.
What was the picture I seen today? Was there a picture? Was that cigarette butts or what was that?
Oh, on the maybe.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, somebody dumped this receptacle out here and dug out cigarette butts so they could smoke them.
Oh.
They caught on the camera.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, he had two or three. Pretty good size ones.
No.
So, yeah.
Okay.
But that area.
We got it cleaned up.
That area, Joan, I didn't clean all that up, but that area is off limits now. That on the east side here, that little cubicle area.
Yep.
So, there's a, you know, put a sign there. The employees are going to smoke in that north section where they usually smoke, kind of off premises. And we left the receptacle there for people coming into the courthouse
to be able to dispose, correct.
But the signs there should keep them from smoking.
But no employees are allowed to smoke out there?
No.
Okay, so
north side.
Everybody has to go to the north side out there by the little... Yep, okay, I get it. Okay, anything, any other commission reports? I know that I have to... we have a LEC meeting tomorrow. Joan and I are going to be having dinner, is it this week, Thursday? At Vince's, at Crampers for the patio. Mm-hmm. Yep. I went last time for the first time. It's kind of a fun little event. Yeah,
it is.
And there's barn and yeah, it's kind of hillbilly, but at the same time, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. If not, there's no other committee reports. We're going to move on to mail emergency business. No mail emergency business. Okay, if that is the case, it is 3:25. We will adjourn. Our next regular meeting of Board of Commissioners will be on September 24th. Thanks, everyone, for coming. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Our state prize is 20.